Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I see a charge on my credit card for $54.97 that I don't believe I made. Can
okay,
you tell
yes,
me
sir.
What it is?
Yes, sir. If you will, please provide me with your zip code, and I'll be able to pull up that account for you.
Zip code is 76207.
And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
Larry File, F-I-E-L.
Okay, yes, sir. I was able to locate that account for you. And may you verify the shipment address for security purposes?
11640 Sutherland Drive, Denton, Texas.
Okay, yes, sir. So it looks like here, back on February 4th, you ordered a neck massager with the shipping and handling price of $7.95, and then again was charged on February 7th for $54.97 for a neck massager, and it says here is delivered on the 7th. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, the neck massager was supposed to be free if I paid shipping of $7.95.
Okay, did you read there? So in the terms and conditions, in the terms and conditions on that site you ordered from, it stated that if the account wasn't canceled in the next 48 hours, that you will be enrolled in this online gadget store, and with that membership, you will get a $125 gift card each month you are enrolled. So that $54.97 charged is for that membership to that gadget club.
Well, I don't want that, and I'm going to dispute that with my credit card company. And incidentally, I got this little neck massager today in the mail, and I hooked it up, put batteries in it, and tried to use it, and it doesn't work. It doesn't do anything.
Okay, sir.
It's a piece of junk.
Okay, yes, sir. What I can do for you is I can cancel this account for you, and I'll be able to get you a 35% refund on that.
On what?
That charge that was made, because everything that you've been charged for was in the terms and conditions when you ordered that product. And if you were to dispute the charges, the bank is just going to contact us, and then we're going to send them the terms and condition and tracking information, and they're going to validate from that information that it was a valid charge. And then it's going to be, there's a chance you won't get no refund, or it may take even longer.
Well, like I said, to start with, your little neck massager is a piece of junk. It does not work. Your 48-hour deal to sign up for another $55 is fraudulent, and it is not proper. It is not fair. It may be in the fine print, but that's a terrible way to do business.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize for the inconvenience. So what I can do for you, what I will do for you, is add my family and friends discount to that, and I can get you 50% discount on that.
Well, how about 100% discount, and that'll save us a lot of trouble.
Yes, sir, I do understand your frustration. But it was stated in that company's terms and conditions, and you will acknowledge that you read it when you signed up to receive that item.
You understand that the product was a piece of junk?
No, sir, because we don't handle the product itself. So we're just customer service.
Well, you ought to look into the services and products that your company handles. And I would be ashamed if I worked for a company like that.
Yes, sir. So give me 1 second, sir. Let me get this account documented and canceled. And I'll be right back with the refund information and that cancellation number.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me, please. I'm getting this refund process now.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for that cancellation number?
Yes.
It is C, as in Charlie, 258-936-381.
Okay, and you're canceling the contract and refunding my $54.97?
Well, sir, it is $27.49.
What is?
The refund, sir.
I don't want a partial refund. This is a ripoff. I want a full refund.
Understand that.
I'm not paying for it.
Understand that, sir. But you did receive the product. You have the product. And it was in their terms and conditions.
So you can't help me with that.
Well, sir, I already did.
No, you're still ripping me off for 27 something.
Sir.
This is a totally fraudulent way to do business.
Sir, I do understand your frustration, but I did the best I can do, sir.
Okay, well, tell your boss that it's a ripoff.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. I have to document it.
And by the way, what was the $54.97 supposed to get me?
A membership to an online gadget club where you receive a $125 gift card. You should have got an email about that when you got charged.
And what can I buy with that gift card?
Other gadgets that's on their websites. And if you would like, I can give you the website.
Well, I got one gadget off your website, and it's a piece of junk, so I'm sure not getting any other stuff off your website.
Yes, sir. Well, there is $125 on that card, which your account information on there. Oh, but I do understand, sir. And was there anything else I can do for you today, sir?
Nope, you haven't done a thing for me.
What did you say, sir?
I say you have not done a thing for me.
So I got you.
There's nothing else you can do.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day, sir.
Okay.